Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective a colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Family, this is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Hotep of Barbagani, Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Mufasa.
And we are Collective Minds Radio, y'all. We are back again. Thanks for joining us another week. We back in the building, hopefully to share some constructive conversation with the family, some good dialogue. So we appreciate you, family, at Collective Minds. We ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. Family, it's 2022. You dig what I'm saying? Mid-January, so we here. You know, we thankful and, you know, glad y'all joined us. Before we get started, like always, Queen Rigel, how was your week, and do you have any announcements for us?
I had a great week. That is my announcement. It was great, busy, productive, and great. No complaints.
All right. Yes, indeed. That sounds like a winner. That sounds like a winner to me. My brother Mufasa Ra, how was your week, and do you have any announcements for us?
Yes, sir. I had a good week as well. Only announcement that I want to make is to my brother, Dr. Khaled Muhammad, happy birthday. His birthday was actually on the 12th. We weren't on, so I didn't get a chance to say that live and direct. So I want to say it now. Happy birthday to the Honorable Dr. Khaled Muhammad, a freedom fighter for brother who was a member of the Nation of Islam and a member of the Black Panther Party. Strong brother, a brother who we love and admire, and like I said, just want to give him a happy belated birthday.
Facts.
All right, facts. Yes, indeed. Happy belated birthday to the soldier, you know, Khaled Muhammad. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, family, we in the building. This is Collective Minds. Hit us up. The number is 929-477-1697. Make sure y'all hit us up. Yeah, so, I mean, what's been going on this week? I'm going to defer to y'all. See if y'all want to bring something up. We got a few people I know waiting to say something and put some things out there. So it should be a good one. You know what I mean? I'm going to go ahead and defer to, I guess, Rigel, and then see if Mufasa got something to put out there.
Well, you know what? Now, I want to see what I've been hearing a lot about Kanye. What's going on with my brother, Mr. West? Kanye, he did that video about his daughter's birthday. You know,
right.
I don't know the full details about it, but if I'm just going off of Kanye's, his message only, solely, then I don't understand why they would do the man like that. You know, why would they stop him from attending his daughter's birthday? I'm sure he's not a threat to them, right? I mean, what do you guys take away from that? Because that just seems so unfair that, and then listening and reading some of the responses to him, it's still like people, just because it's him, making it seem like it's okay for the Kardashians to do him like that. And I'm just not feeling it. So am I missing something?
That ain't right. Nah, I don't think that's right either.
What you guys know about the story?
Right.
Yeah, I don't. Me personally, I don't know very much about it.
Yeah, I seen what they was reporting in the news and whatnot. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Yeah. Okay, now, I did read about this story. He did end up going to the birthday party after all, but no, I think if they withheld that man or giving him the location to the party and not want him to be there, no, I think that's foul. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think Kanye been doing his thing. I just think he on like a PR campaign, right? He say he got a new girlfriend and they going around, you know, doing their thing. He just staying in the news, staying relevant. And he put out a new song with Game. I don't know if y'all heard the song with Game.
but I knew Game had put out a new song. I'm sure.
Yeah, with Kanye on it. And he kind of going in. You got to check it out. If you ain't heard it, I think they just dropped it, you know, maybe a couple of days ago or a day or so ago. But, yeah, Ye going in. I don't know. I think he just going through a little PR campaign.
I need him to slow it down. I need him to slow down because I didn't know about that story there, but I know he had – apparently got into an altercation with a paparazzi person and knocked them down, you know, physically assaulted them.
Yeah, right. This is a dude asking for autographs, so they say.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about
that. Then there's some video floating around, and I don't know what's the date of the video. I think it's new, though, a video where he and her, I think it's probably with that new girlfriend you're talking about. Floyd Mayweather was in it.
Yeah,
Madonna.
Right.
And Antonio Brown. And they just all look crazy in there. So I'm going to need my boy to get it together.
Yeah, that was
they just zoomed it out.
That's what I'm saying. He on the PR campaign. You see he's been in the news.
But I thought Mayweather don't really do drugs, so.
I don't know, to be honest, but he's claiming he don't, so that's the only I could go with until I see him use it, but no. It's a what they call exclusive club called the Soho Warehouse that they was reporting in downtown L.A., so you could just imagine what goes on in this club, you know what I'm saying? It's like exclusive high-end. You know what I mean? Super rich. Mm-hmm. And so ain't no telling what they doing at these parties and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? So, but,
exactly.
You know, that's Hollywood. That's Hollywood. And, you know, we know how they get down. But Ye is still a musical genius, so I'm going to keep it real. He do make some good music. I think they just got our brother, but there's still hope. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I still rock with Ye, you know what I'm saying? I still rock with Ye, you know, despite whatever, you know. But
I tell you, something else going on in the entertainment world. If y'all didn't know, another rapper was slain. Wavy Navy Pooh was slain down in Florida. I heard video of the shots. Like, it was like fully automatic gunfire going off. They shot this man in his car. There was a 1.5-year-old child in the passenger side and a woman and a 5-year-old in the back seat. And they aired this dude out. Luckily, nobody else got hit. You know. Of course, we know that
you mean tell me it was 3 other people in the car with him? Children? They aired the car out and he was the only one that got hit?
Yeah, so either they was just accurate with their gunplay, or everybody in that car was just blessed. But I mean, if you listen to the video of it, I mean, it sounded like a war going off. You know, it definitely was over 50 shots. But it's crazy. I don't know what's going on. He was actually signed to QC. So it's unfortunate, man. I don't know what's going on in the rap world with these rappers getting gunned down. You know, this is out of control. I mean, you don't hear about this in other forms of music. Like, this is just
crazy.
Yeah, this
needs to stop.
It looks bad. It's a bad look.
It looks bad.
Real bad look. You got brothers with money, with nice amounts of money that's doing good for themselves and just can't get out the street life for whatever the reason. Oh, and also, I meant to ask y'all this weeks ago, if y'all heard it. Did y'all hear that song that, what's the guy's name? Why is his name getting past me? Oh, the guy who, Black Youngster. Did y'all hear that song he put out where he was dissing Young Dolph?
Yeah, I seen where he was standing in front of a Young Dolph.
A tombstone with his name on it.
A tombstone with his last name Thornton on it.
Yeah.
I did see that. I thought that was pretty foul.
Yeah, that was foul. Like, what is wrong with you? What is that? I mean, it's just that's just straight disrespectful. You know,
yeah,
I mean, I don't
foul.
Know what Dolph did to him. I mean, of course, they share their little beefs on records. But apparently this stuff is going deeper than just records because, I mean, how you diss a man like that, probably, I think it was about 3 weeks after his death, 3-4 weeks after his death, you making a video in front of a tombstone with his name on it. That's just totally disrespectful to that man's family, his children, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. You know,
yeah,
you wasn't surprised somebody catch him? Somebody going to catch him in the wrong spot, and you got to pay for that. So, the rap world is turned upside down. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, we all know Black Youngster is a nut basket, and I hate to say this, but he more at risk of having an overdose than getting shot. Boy, he's something wrong with him.
Yeah.
Something is straight up wrong with him. All these little young guys, even like the video I sent you guys the other night with Kodak Black, it's like, what's up with them? It's like, come on.
There's a lot going on. And I'm going to tell you this, too. This is what I think. I think the labels got to be held responsible for some of this, too. I mean, you got to understand, you know what your artist doing. You give them the money. They're not being, a lot of sometimes responsible, So, I think the labels need to be held liable. And if you know someone is involved, because if they say that the labels are nothing but bank loans, they give you a bank loan, front you some money, then how are you funding these different organizations? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what these people involved in. You do background checks. They have the feds watching these guys. But yet, you know the entourages. Like, the hip police is real. You know their entourage. You know who they running with. Like, they caught Young Fetty Wap. They said he was moving drugs, and they caught him at one of these festivals. Fetty Wap.
Right.
Talking about he's the leader of the organization or whatnot. It's real. Either you get locked up or you getting shot. And like I say, the labels are funding these guys, and I think they need to bear some responsibility.
What you saying that, tell me what y'all think about this. Because, the ties, okay, Black Youngster was basically put on by Yo Gotti. Okay, and Yo Gotti got some ties with Jay-Z. And I'm like, shouldn't this filter down stream, like, to somebody like Black Youngster, like, hey, man, you doing too much. Take that video down. You would think that would filter down. And Yo Gotti staying in, so, he in so much mess dealing with this Young Dolph situation. I mean, I say these rappers is just.
Yeah, he pushed his album back.
Up.
Yeah, Yo Gotti pushed his album back. So
what he got going on with Young Dolph? What his association with that? He's not been accused.
No,
no,
I don't think nobody's accused him yet. No, I don't think nobody's accused him of nothing, but they did have a beef, let's say. or there was something going on, some tension. But yeah, he hasn't been accused of anything. Let's be right. clear on that. But right. they had a little beef or whatever, so who knows? The thing is, like, we just got to stop with all that, whatever the situation was. Like, nobody deserved these shots. And a lot of times I'm hearing these guys be killing each other and fighting over females, which is even right. crazier. Like, that be the rumor right. kind of going around, oh, it was over somebody, baby mom and this and that. It's like, dang, bro, this wasn't even over no bread. Like, that is not, we can't be killing each other over things like that.
Yeah.
Like,
did you know apparently there was a beef between Yo Gotti and Gucci Mane that was over a girl?
Yeah, apparently, I knew that. I knew
apparently
about
the rumor was he slept with Gucci's wife.
Gucci's wife, right. Gucci's wife. Right. Back at, right.
And that was it. That was what led to that beef.
That's what led to that beef. This is what I'm saying. So that's crazy within itself. And as black men, mm-hmm. come on, we got to resolve issues better than that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
yes,
if,
sir,
you
know,
you stand up,
but you never know.
Yeah, but if
that was
you
a time
with,
when, go ahead, Rash.
Go ahead, move on. Okay, well, if you're dealing with a person like a black youngster who's not mentally sound, he don't know how to resolve issues. And if your guy or Jay-Z or anybody for that matter ask him even in a polite way and even in a respectful way and try to shed light on it and reason with him and tell him to take the video down, I wouldn't even be surprised if he just be like, no. Because that's the type of personality that he displays publicly. So I think the problem is having to, I guess, pick the person that's being empowered. You know, because if you can't ration with the person, why give them power so they can be ignorant? You know, so it's like a person like him, if he's not going to get any type of therapy and correction in his mentality and address his mental illness and along with his drug abuse and drug addicted issues, then why give a person like that power? Because they're going to abuse it. So I think, you know, it's one thing when you can talk to somebody, but it's a whole other thing when you can't ration with somebody. And black youngster and probably a lot of these guys like that, you probably can't talk to him. They probably, and now that he got the power, I mean, let's say just take it away, you know, then I think he's just going to be an issue. You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't sound like you can talk to him. Seeing his video, all his videos, how he carry on, how he even talk. His language, you can't even communicate with this film.
Yeah.
I can't. His mama couldn't even tell him to take that video down. His mama or his grandmama can't even do that. He ain't going to do
it. And that's when you got to get reprimanded. Well, Mr. Black Youngster, we're going to have to drop you from the label. We're going to part ways. You do your thing, we'll do ours. But they so blinded
yeah.
by money. They don't want to
yeah.
do that.
Yeah, but the thing is, he probably wouldn't care, especially at this point. He done made enough money. You know, he still got his followers. The type of personality he displays, he probably don't even care. He
right.
might have cared
I'm
before
sure
he got it.
Right, I'm sure he don't.
Like,
I was just
drop
saying that
he'd be like,
that.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just saying that to say that that would show Yo Gotti and Jay-Z's character, you know.
Right.
That would show their character. Yeah. But they ain't even going to do it with his own. Of course, he ain't going to care, but it would show their character. And say, if they said, hey, look, we don't condone that,
yeah.
so we're going to have to, we decide to let him go. But no, nah, they just.
Well, maybe they have actually taken that.
They don't
have
no statement or nothing.
Yeah, that's
they
bad.
They don't put out a public statement or nothing. They just roll with it. You know, somebody needs to stand up and take charge and be like, look, You know, this ain't how we rock. We can do better than this.
Glorifying this man, death going all to the grave. Is it that serious? And now that he's already dead, you think it's worth, you know, going to the grave and doing videos? It's like, is it that serious?
Yeah, that was
right.
That was too far.
Yeah, that was ignorant. I said that when I first seen it. I was like, I know he didn't just do this. You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, you know what's sad, Brother Kid? Why to me the dang on song is kind of hard. I feel bad because I was like, this is so ignorant. Man, this song kind of go hard.
Man, yeah, it's very ignorant.
It's unnecessary.
Right. Yeah.
That's why
we need
more people like Master Farrakhan. Remember, he used to try to squash the beast. We ain't got that right now.
That's a fact.
But the beast just carrying on, just rolling on.
Yeah, it's sad, man. Hip hop has got to do better with these young guys. And like I say, the labels know what's happening. They can prevent a lot of this stuff. You know, but it is what it is. We here, family. This is Collective Minds Radio. Make sure y'all hit us up, 929-477-1697. We gonna get to the call lines here in 1 second. Did y'all have something else y'all want to put out, or we can go to the call line?
The only other quick thing I was gonna ask you, Brother Kevin, some other calls might want to chime in too if they want to talk about these hip hop murders. Is man, what's going on with Bitcoin? The whole cryptocurrency seem to be a little that seems a little rough right now, a little rocky. What's your take on what's going on in the crypto world?
Right. This is this is the markets. This is Bitcoin. Like, Bitcoin has always fluctuated, is very volatile. You know, over the years, it goes up and down. Right now, it's believe around 43. You feel me? It's around 43,000 for a Bitcoin. So it could be going into a bear market, but it ain't hit a bear market yet. You know what I'm saying? It's still a bullish market from the previous year. Like, so. So Bitcoin ain't dead. Remember, Bitcoin had died about 10 times at least, you know. So I think it's still in the beginning stages, you know what I mean? And the shit could crash tomorrow, who knows, but it's still in the beginning stages and, you know, people still investing in it, you know what I mean?
Right.
There's still a lot of money. So I think, I mean, like I say, it's around 43,000 for one Bitcoin. So that's still up in the last 5-10 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From the beginning to now, that's still up. Unless you got in late, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So.
Yeah, real quick, too, shout out to all my NFLers out there. We're in the middle of playoff season. You know, my team, the Raiders, took a loss yesterday. But the Bengals, who hadn't won a playoff game in 30-something years, advanced. So I couldn't be mad at that. Obtaining 30 years without a playoff win, they was overdue. So you got the Bengals that advanced, the Bills advanced. They ain't won a Super Bowl yet. They do for one. Of course, Tom Brady advanced with the Bucks today. And I think it's Dallas playing Dallas playing somebody right now. So, anyway, shout out to all my NFLers out there. Hopefully y'all getting to enjoy some playoff games. And we'll be ready for the bowl in a minute.
The Super Bowl, the biggest ritual of the year. It goes down. That's the biggest ritual. The biggest money. Where is the Super Bowl at this year? Anybody know?
You know, I don't know. I have to get back with you on it. I'll find out.
Okay. Oh, no doubt. All right, fam. We in the building. It's Collective Minds. I guess we can hit the call lines. The number's 929-477-1697.
Okay. Area code 314-361. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'll be real quick. I think they may try to Super Bowl. How y'all doing? I think they may try the Super Bowl in Vegas, but with the COVID, with this surge going on since they built that new stadium out there. But and plus they got the money, but then again the COVID. Then real quickly with these rappers and all this, some of the guys that you see this, like you mentioned, the young guys standing at the grave and rapping what? See, some of those rappers are real, straight up, just for real, for real. Some of them are not just this rapper where you make this fantasy, I can rap about money, cars, and women, and whatever. What is happening today, some of those rappers are straight up gangsters, and they rapping about it. And they done made their living, even when you mentioned about Jay-Z. Jay-Z, I've been a follower of him for years. Everybody know the game he was in. He just happened to duck, you know, dodge the bullet for us, his life. And he used to be a big-time drug slinger, and ain't no telling how many murders up under his wing in camps. But, see, until proven, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty. But if he collaborates on that and lets you know he came from the street, if you go all the way from Master P to Mystical to all of Lil Wayne and Birdman and all of them boys, they were straight up drug slingers, and some of them still might be involved in it. All the way to Rick Ross, you know, it's not that they just fairy tale brothers that just popped up with a lot of money. No, a few years ago, Rick Ross had to move out of Miami. He still go back and forth for it. I don't know if people remember, they was dropping dead bodies off at his gate. At his gate. FBI and them used to try to tie him in on the murders, but he be gone. His lawyers, my client wasn't here. He was out of town shooting videos, doing concerts, so you can't just throw them bodies on him. Then we come back around real quickly. Another issue about the Kanye West and whatever, but what a lot of people don't know, Kanye, as y'all say, yay, he has a past. And I'm familiar with the Chicago area. It's a lot of people that he burnt bridges with real, real bad up there. And a lot of people in the street have talked about just taking him out. But then everybody say he made good because he coming on and making apologetic gestures and all of that. But see, when you were the clique and you was rolling with them years ago and y'all supposed to came out of the ghetto together and they was there, but then all of a sudden now you done went on, then you married into the Kardashian family and all of this, a lot of them know that he has baggage and they trying to avoid that, and he's moving around secretly. You know he's made comments. He don't even have a home. He got enough friends where he can live from any parts of the world he wants to. He don't even want an address. He like the fact of his success. He can stay in any hotel, any of this. And then he wears gloves, so he don't even leave fingerprints. He has a lot of stuff going on with him that is very questionable. And what they are worried about is kids. When you bring your personal life, you can be in my family. I may love you to death, but if you got a lot of baggage and some past history, dark skeletons coming out the closet, surfacing, I don't know if I want you around me too much either. But anyway, I just want to say, hey, one other point real quick. What's affecting the Bitcoin? You mentioned about the Bitcoin. What affects that Bitcoin is all of this. It's million cases a day of the COVID, and and it's getting out of hand, this, the new Omicron, the disease. And that affects any kind of market because they start closing stuff down, restaurants, clothing, anything dealing with public relations affects that whole situation. And if people are prospering and products are being made and shipped, only place that I can tell you besides Bitcoin, if your money tied in, would be Amazon. If you got investment in Amazon, you're doing good because that's the number one business that's really that's that went straight up viral money because they get so much business. Everybody going to that. People now with the diseases, you could just see it. Look at the kids now back going viral, virtual. Schooling, the economy just is messed up. So you really got to watch what investments where you put your money in today. That's all my comment is, and everybody be in good and peace.
Okay. Yes, indeed.
Thanks, Tom.
Right on.
Yeah, he made
appreciate
some interesting points.
Right, right.
Yeah, game on.
So yeah, speaking of the economy, y'all. Right. Speaking of the economy, y'all know they're about to raise interest rates, too. I'll go ask the brother what he felt about that.
It ain't so.
You know, the inflation kicking in, they saying it's been the biggest surge in inflation in such and such years. You know how they put these numbers out on the economy and whatnot. So they basically saying the price of goods is going up. Restaurants is closing. You know what I'm saying? It's a big shift happening on the economic scale. And then on the other end, you have a lot of money being printed. You know what I'm saying? You got loans, grants, all this type of stuff. So the inflation is kicking in. And so to offset that, they say they go have to raise interest rates instead of letting it just run, you know, letting the economy run hot. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. You know, these things happening in cycles and whatnot, and you know, we always survive them all. But, you know, we always want to prosper and grow in the process. You dig what I'm saying? So the interest rates are going to be interesting, yeah, with the economy. So appreciate the caller for that, you know, putting that out there. But, yeah, I'm still riding with Ye, too, y'all. I can't stress this enough.
No, that's what I was getting
I'm
going to
ride with Ye.
About his Ye comment. That's what I was getting ready to ask.
Yeah,
think about that Ye comment.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. Like, he has a past, you know, in Chicago and whatnot. But I like to give a brother the benefit of the doubt. You know what I'm saying? I think if his mama was alive, he'd probably be in a much better space. But I think he's just dealing with being a professional rapper, a black man with a lot of money, and you know what I'm saying, who's hella creative. So I give a brother the benefit of the doubt. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what happened in Chicago or whatnot, but I'm rooting for Ye, put it like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I think at the end of the day, he know the truth. He come from Chicago, which is a real city, which is a very conscious city. You know what I'm saying? You got Moors there. You got Hebrews. You got everything there. You know, that's one of the centers of black consciousness. So Ye hip, you know what I'm saying? He is hip. It's just that he balancing being a professional rapper too. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I still fuck with Ye. Or mess with Ye, excuse my French. But
maybe
yeah, we hear that family.
Demon,
huh?
Maybe he just got a lot I won't say demons. Maybe he just troubled by a lot of different spirits.
Right. I can see that. I can see him definitely having some issues.
Yeah.
I still say I think they ran a train on him. I think they renditioned him back in the day when he had that when he was in the hospital and he had that coma, something like whatever it was when he had went to the hospital back in the day, messing with the Kardashian, and he went to the hospital. I think they renditioned my boy. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Yeah.
He always talking about they gonna want to kill him. You know what I'm saying? Even in the Drink Champs interview, he was talking. Kanye was talking about how they gonna want to kill him for this. He kept on saying
that. So
y'all
see those gloves that he wear being significant to what the caller mentioned about those gloves? Because when I saw the gloves, you know, of course you trip off of it, but I wasn't really associating it with anything. But to hear somebody put it in the perspective like that, like, well, how y'all think of, what y'all think about him wearing the gloves? You find any significance to that, or you think it's just COVID? He's just trying to keep his hands clean.
I think it's just like a fashion statement. That's how I look.
Yeah,
I look at it as another fashion statement, just like them big boots he wearing. It's a fashion
right.
statement. Now, what he pulled from, to make those fashion statements, that's another story. It could be something to that, but I think for the most part, it's just, you know, another form of fashion expression. That's what I believe.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah. I'm not sure. I can't even say. But who knows with Ye? That's all I can say.
He ain't leaving no fingerprints behind. There ain't no no disguises. Okay. Yeah, I'm just curious. Because I never looked at it like
indeed.
That, so I just thought that was a pretty interesting way to view that.
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all want to get to another call?
All right. Yeah, let's get to another call and see what's going on.
All right, area code 314-381. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
You mean y'all want to get this another call? You know what they're going to say. You just like saying little things like this.
What they gonna say?
Mustafa, I've sent you tons of stuff.
Get on
that investment. Well, you can earn, and record shows, about 3% compound per week. Ain't heard nothing from you.
I saw it too.
Uh oh.
3% a week.
And I do.
Break it
last
down.
Week was 4.41%.
Share it with the whole family.
Yeah, what's the name of the company? Share it with the family.
Well, I ain't going to say it on the air, but I told Mustafa got it. Ask
I
okay.
I'll forward it to y'all.
But you
okay.
know the thing about black folks, especially American blacks, what actually American blacks? Marcus Garvey said, I have yet to see a single Negro that will follow the complete instructions of another Negro.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I don't think that's true. How you go say
it is
that?
True.
You in the nation. Oh, that's true. That's
you
true.
In the nation.
It is
right?
true.
You in the nation.
I know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you
that's
in the
exactly
nation. They
know,
talk about it all the time, don't they?
Yeah, that's how I know it's true.
Malcolm X said what? Much about what I say may sound mean, but it's the truth.
That's what Malcolm X said, huh?
That's what Malcolm X said.
Yes, sir. Well, I mean, you know, people are people, so you go
yeah,
have
Yeah,
there
are. People, human beings are human
you
beings.
You have people that just want to, right, they want to do their thing. And
all different. Some people like to complain and suffer. That's all they know.
Right.
And if they woke up one morning feeling good, they get back into bed and say, this just can't be right.
Yeah.
But some of the things you're talking about, I don't know much. I can't talk about no rappers. It's something I don't know anything about. And
you know about
I
film.
Do. Huh? Yeah, I do. I do appreciate a couple of those entertainment, actually three, Lil Wayne. I appreciate Kanye West and also the other person, the boxer, Merriweather. Those are some good business people. And it's a lot different than what it was in the past, but they are making, reaping the benefits off of the things that that they can draw because of their name and who they are. So that's the way it should be. You know, that should
yes,
be a strut around with family. My nephew, Luther Burden, he's the number one high school recruit in the nation. Well, he's going to have that same knocking at the door, too. So we got to make sure, sit down as a family and talk to make sure things are doing in the best of his interest. And that's what you have seen out of people like Kanye, Floyd Mayweather, although he had problems reading, but he's seemingly doing right, and also a little way.
Is that true, or that's just a rumor? Is that really true, he can't read, or is that just a rumor?
I don't know. That's what I heard. That's what I heard. But it's not uncommon. You have athletes that were
discarded
because of their athletic ability. So
right.
You have to have the people that's going to
look out
for you.
I think he can read. He's
you.
Probably not real efficient, a very efficient reader. I think he can read. You know, he probably just, you know, he may still
oh,
be
that's
like
a lot
a
of people.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, you look at your public schools. Look at what's coming out of them. Look at Normie. Normie High School out there on Lucas and Hutton in St. Charles Rock Road. They have 14% of their high school class can read proficiently. That ain't good. Less than 5% in math proficiency. That ain't good. So that has to change. Anyway, on a national thing, I was going to talk about this John Lewis bill. I want somebody to tell me where, you know, this is a joke. Joe Biden goes down to Ebenezer Baptist Church and starts preaching a sermon with his don't know which way he's going, but I don't even know how black people. I understand, but why is it that? Yeah, talking about the voting rights bill. Well, the John Lewis voting bill. How is that the people in those settings fall for that stuff over and over and over again? Whether it's Hillary Clinton talking about the slang that she used when she was down there and. Now you just had him. Is that what they expect out of black crowds in that particular environment, that they have to go to them with those that dialect, the old Southern in the church dialect? I don't come too far to turn around now. Ain't that what Hillary Clinton said?
I think most of these people are Christians. I think most of them are Christians.
And the voting, and John, if John Lewis had problems in his district in Georgia, I think he represented the 5th Congressional District. Well, why don't you just make changes to take care of that? Why do you want to have it all throughout the nation? Which it ain't going to fly anyway, the majority of it, because you're trying to take away the powers that's been allocated to the state by way of the U.S. Constitution. And most of it is about permitting illegals to vote. The only ethnic groups mentioned in his is Alaskan, Native American, the Indians, and also Hawaiian and Alaskan natives, basically.
Right. So the Voting Rights Act, that wasn't even for black people, was it?
The Voting Rights Act in 1965 didn't have nothing to do with voting. It had to do with registration. And what it done, because of past history, with about 6 states, it put them under the guidance of pre-clearance. You had to get pre-clearance from the Department of Justice in order to make any changes that would affect the voting pattern. Alabama, even Alaska, New York, too, was in there. Georgia, Louisiana, of course, Mississippi and South Carolina, Virginia. Then you had counties, which I think is Maricopa in Arizona, and you had counties again in Hawaii and Idaho. So if they wanted to change and say, well, we're going to put this polling place across the street because this building is being ready to be torn down, well, they had to get clearance from the Department of Justice. Well, in 2013, I believe it was, the Roberts Court said that Section 4 of the 1965 Voters' Rights Act should not be enforced because many of these polling places, these precincts, are majority black and have blacks elected. So you mean to tell me the blacks going to discriminate against themselves? So they done away with it, rightfully so.
Speaking of Arizona, your boy
been
Trump.
Going at, Trump. Yeah, that's how I was just getting ready to say they've been going
Trump. Yeah, he had a rally in Arizona this past weekend that they was reporting on. So they talking about he looking like he go run in 2024. And, you know, a lot of voters mad at Joe Biden. And I think Trump coming with a new slogan, so they say. So,
well, Trump's policies was great. I don't understand how blacks in St. Louis area not all on Cori Bush's head, because she's totally against, have shown, talked about, is printed in the newspaper, how she's against defense spending. And one of your largest employers who hire STEM, black STEM graduates, is Boeing Aircraft. They show up on the top 50 preferred employers compiled by the National Society of Black Engineers, where they hire young black
But let's be
STEM
real, the defense spending is way too high. When you talk
about, not too high. How you figure
spend?
It's too high? It's what
they
it needs to be.
Way too much on defense, and that's just
well,
a
you
fact.
Got
I mean, considering the amount of wars and how we just throw money down the drain on these wars, I think
you have to have you have to spend money in order to create a deterrence. China is building 300 missile silos with intercontinental ballistic missiles. Some of them are dummies. They've improved on their mobile intercontinental ballistic missile, and they also just tested a hypersonic missile. Russia's got a hypersonic missile that can dive down into the water and seek out submarines. And you think that we're not spending enough?
No, I think we're spending too much.
You think we're spending too much? I don't think so. How are you going to hold off? They continue to spend. That just goes when you're the number one big dog on the block. Look at the New York Yankees. People used to talk about how much they spend on their farm teams. But look at the number of World Series that they've won.
Right, and the United States has debt, though. How many times do they be going to the debt ceiling and, you know, talking about shutting down their economy because they might call in on the loans and the bonds and raise bonds and treasuries and all that. So it's a game that the government plan, and I think they're spending too much money on defense. And that in turn weakens the economy because you're not winning these wars that you're paying for.
Well, they're not spending the wars. Look at World War II.
Right,
you're
and
not,
you print money. Yeah.
Who had the strongest Air Force during the 1940s? It was Japan.
Japan, right. They had the kamikazes.
That was at the end when they was losing. But in the beginning, they have the most experienced pilots. At the Battle of Midway, the first waves of American pilots that went the fight at Midway was shot down.
Right.
And look at the battleships that was lost. And then they had to spur up defense spending and manufacturing production in the United States in order to replace the battleships that was lost. So that's
right.
When you're the number one dog on the planet, if you want to maintain that, then that's what it requires. And I don't think you want to become second fiddle in the world, because things will change pretty drastically.
No, I think that's the scare tactic they use. That's the scare tactic, but. You know, we'll see how.
Well, you know, in the 1920s, you had the Communist Party trying to influence blacks and protect and position them to become for a race war. That was back in the 1920s. You had the same thing in
Wait,
the
who did this?
The communists.
You say the communists? Nah,
the communists was trying to prepare blacks for a race war. You had the same thing in the 1950s, or you had a gentleman by the name of Manning Johnson and Archibald Roosevelt. They talked about what was going on with black communities, how the communists was trying to prepare them for a race war. And he wrote
right, so what if it was, I mean, as we know now, there was kind of a war. I ain't going to even say kind of, but there was a war on black people post the Civil War.
You know the Black Panthers was rocking with the Communist Party.
Let me tell you what he said. He said, I was lured into the Red Movement by way of the American Negro Labor Congress, one of many front organizations set up by the communists to trap the naive, unwary, unsuspected, and idealistic Negro. The use of such attractive and appealing fronts as a means of entrapment is the most important serpentine method of the Reds. Now, look how it ties in today. He said, after 2 years of practical training in organizing street demonstrations, inciting mob violence, how to fight the police, and how to politically throw a brick and hide, I was ready, in the opinion of my leaders, for a top communist school. And you said the Black Panthers was also involved with the communists? That's why Hoover went after them. Because he remembered what was going on back in the 1920s.
Nah, I don't know about that. But they were involved somewhat in communism. Yeah, because they was reading Mao, a lot of people. They were saying that they was reading, the communist Chinese leader Mao and reading his works and whatnot. And Marx, Karl Marx, his works on communism. But I don't know, because they tried to tie Martin Luther King into communism and, you know, the whole civil rights movement. So
in the 1940s, you had 26 Negroes who went to Russia, and you had another communist movement there in Michigan that was going to be targeting, quote-unquote, at the time, the Negro. That was in the 1920s.
Right.
And I can't think of the town of Michigan.
Right.
Now,
so
you
I think
say,
black people just looking for liberation.
Well, you say that you don't believe that, right? You say you don't believe that, right?
No, I'm not saying nobody.
No, it's all right to say that. I'm going to show you how it ties in where I said it earlier.
I don't think it goes that deep.
Well, I'm going to show you how what you just, your naiveness ties in what I said earlier, what Martin Garfield said. I have yet to find a single Negro that would follow the entire instruction of another Negro. There you go. You guys have a pleasant evening. And Mustafa, get on there, would you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, sir. He dropped the mic. Okay, thanks, Father.
There's no Negro that has the full instructions of another Negro. Dang.
Yeah.
Mufasa say that's true. So you saying the nation is broken to pieces, huh?
I'm saying how many black people we got in America? In my opinion, they should all fall under the instruction of Elijah Muhammad. But you can't.
America's about 350 million.
You can't get them all. Can't get them all down. You're going to get a small percentage. You know, and even in the nation, like I brought up about Malcolm X. Shoot, even Malcolm X had to waver. It's just unfortunate. I don't want to go too hard on it.
Okay. All right, let's get to this anonymous caller in. Area code anonymous 111. 1111 call. You're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
They may not know you're talking to them.
And be called.
Area code 111. Caller. You're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment? Okay. Yeah, they could be just listening.
Okay. Yes, indeed.
Go ahead.
Are you about to get to another call? Go ahead.
Area code 319.
Go ahead. Go ahead, go ahead.
We too nice.
Oh man. Yeah, we are letting it go. But no. Did y'all hear about the hostage situation down in Texas, some synagogue? The guy held the people hostage and ended up getting killed. I believe, yeah, this was down in the Dallas
area. All the hostages survived?
Yeah, all the hostages survived, but the guy got killed, right?
Right, yeah.
The hostages, yeah,
I missed out on it.
Yeah, that happened, and then it was, I guess, a volcano, a tsunami warning they had. Like an earthquake or something. They said a volcano erupted in the middle of the ocean somewhere, and it caused a tsunami warning. But, you know, folks are straight on that, but that's just some of the happenings that was going on around the world. So, but like I say, no, Trump had the rally in the Phoenix area. So I think your boy is running again. And that's going to be interesting in the politics. You know, so
yeah, so why were they was getting on Trump's head? Because they said he was doing a speech on Martin Luther King's birthday. They was trying to spin it like he was being disrespectful to the black people. You guys hear about that?
Nah, I missed that one. I didn't see that one, but yeah, I could see them trying to reach with something like that or whatnot. And Trump's league,
see,
I mean, they do things
ways.
Are symbolic, so you never know.
It's always two ways to look at these things. Maybe he wanted to do his little thing on Martin Luther King's birthday in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that's the case, but, you know, people so quick to just bastardize. You know, it's whatever they can find. But will constantly give Joe Biden a pass for taking money out your pocket. That don't make no sense to me. But any little thing, oh, shoot, Donald Trump talking on Martin Luther King, he's a racist. But it's clear.
It's the same one in Arizona that Brother Kevin is speaking of, but they were making it out of controversy, though. They say because it was Martin Luther King's birthday and federal holiday, I guess they felt like he was being disrespectful.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
I always want to tie my boy in with being racist. They make him out to be a racist. That's their thing.
Yeah, I'm surprised you guys didn't hear that.
Yeah, that sounds like a racist show.
He plans to speak, you know, at an Arizona rally against voting rights on Martin Luther King's birthday.
Things fine with me. Don't bother me, now. If he did.
But you see how
they're
trying
to do that.
To tie
in, yeah, they're trying to. They're looking for a story. I mean, the news at this point is like, what? You know, what be going on half the time? What's true? What's real? Who knows? Now, also, this happened. I was paying attention to this case. Prince Andrew, who was involved in the Epstein thing, they trying to come down on him with civil charges, even though he should be charged criminally. But, you know, the what they call the throne and whatnot, these are some powerful mugs, you know what I'm saying? And they stopping him from facing criminal charges, but they dropped some civil charges on him. But he definitely should be going to jail. They just convicted old girl that was working with him, but Mugg's kind of downplaying it, but this was some high-level, you know, sex trafficking, all type of things going on with some powerful people who's supposed to be politicians. So I think that let people know that, you know, the government is corrupt. when it come down to it. It's unfortunate, but and we try to play the game and get in and talk about voting and all that, but the game is rigged. You know what I'm saying? It's time to shut it down for real. It's rigged. We trying to play nice with a game that's not even the rules are not even real. You know, they're not equitable rules. But, yeah, they called your boy Prince Andrew. I wanted to put that out there because we talked about the Epstein case a couple times, and I was definitely watching that. But,
okay.
You know, so I don't know. How y'all like the royal family, quote-unquote, has a lot of power. Do y'all think it's just, I don't know, what is it? With these folks, like, are they that powerful? Or, I don't know that you could, you know, escape charges if they got pictures with you with the girl. If they got, you know what I'm saying, and you still don't go to jail. Like, that's a whole
different
level.
It's like they're being
judged
by their own family, so you know they don't get enough. You know,
right. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a different set of rules for, you know, different folks in society. You know what
I'm
saying? But
yeah, they're getting judged
by
their own
people. Yeah.
Well, yeah, also, too, real quick before we get to the call line, I think, if I'm remembering correctly, the King family is going to be in the same area fighting to pursue another voting right bill that Trump is apparently supposed to be against. So that's the other spin of it as well.
Really?
Some kind of Freedom to Vote Act, yeah. John,
it still don't
right.
bother me. This is a big planet. Let him do his thing. They can do their thing. I don't know why people
Would
get that
they
trying
to
so
turn,
much of a
they,
bunch.
They're trying to turn the black votes against Trump by making it seem like, you know, he's doing something, you know, that's directly against the benefit of
that's how they
black
get,
people.
Yeah, that's how they get in.
So,
and it's unfortunate that our people don't see that.
Mm.
They just don't see it. Let's see. And like, I was saying, that the president that we have now that so many black people wanted is bending you over and going up in your wall, and you ain't saying nothing about that. You know, people, they not saying nothing about that.
They
but
like
they can drum up. Yeah, they like taking it wrong, no Vaseline.
They like wrong.
It's pathetic. I tell you, man, like I said, I'm trying not to go too hard today on my people, but man, they need some work. They need some work.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, that's the problem when you get too, when you identify so much with something that you think it's actually you.
That's really what it was all day.
It's just like it'll be hard for, like it'll be hard for anybody to cut off their arm. They're afraid to cut off, you know, those types of things because they become so identified with being a Democrat that they believe that that's them. It's like cutting off a part of their body. You know, so that's why it's so hard for black people to. You know, move forward without it. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you don't have to be called Democrat or Republican. I'm neither of the two. You know, you don't have to identify with something like that. Just be a positive individual on this earth. You know, just be the best person that you can be. Love yourself, love
right.
others. You know, stay out of people's way. You don't have to identify with everything, you know. So I think that's an issue.
Most definitely.
Right now.
Most definitely. All right, you're just joining us. That was Queen Rigel. This is Collective Minds Radio. Got our brother Mufasa Ra and I'm Cosmic Kev. We are here in the building. Hit us up 929-477-1697. Want to hit the call lines? Or?
Okay. All right. All right. Area code 319-572. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
Dang, Kev, I wasn't going to get you tonight. You just had to interrupt my number, didn't you? Just so you can repeat all that stuff about Trump. Well, Mufasa, San Fran is beat the Cowboys. How you feel about
that?
And then Kansas City and Pittsburgh. So we all know Kansas City's going to win that.
I didn't have much to say
this week. So
You got a team left out there. Who you rooting for? Who you want to go all the way?
Man, Chiefs.
Oh, you taking the Chiefs all the way?
Go. Yeah, Mahomes. He better be on point tonight.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna tell you, this might surprise you. My team is out of it. The Raiders is out of it, but
I know.
I got a feeling this is the Bills' year. I got a feeling this is the year for the Bills. I think the Bills gonna make it to the Super Bowl. They might go all the way and do well. They're gonna have to probably go up against Brady, but out the AFC, I think the Bills going all the way.
The last time the Chiefs got a high score was when they played Joe Boy. When they just blew y'all out.
We're gonna see what they can do when they come up against them Bills. That's gonna be a good game. But
I
think it's the Bills' time.
Yeah, the Chiefs, they're normally like a low-scoring team. So and all their games has been pretty tight.
Right.
So we're going to see what the
problem is going to be. The problem with a lot of teams is it's hard to go up to KC and play in that cold. You got the cold, you got the fans are loud. Like, it's one of the loudest stadiums in the NFL. But the Bills, they're a cold-weather team. So I think the Bills or the Titans, but especially the Bills, can go to the Chiefs Stadium and pull out a win. So that's the dangerous team, in my opinion, is the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep focused on the Chiefs. And if they lose, then I guess I'll move on to the next team I want to win. But right now, it's all about the Chiefs.
All right, if the Chiefs and the Bills make it to the AFC Championship game, just have your money ready. We're going to have a friendly little wager. Friendly little wager. Nothing major, just a little something, on the wood. You know, we can exchange cash apps. We can make it interesting. That's all I'm saying.
Yep. But like I said, it's been a slow week.
So just tell us who's going to the Super Bowl. That's all we want to know. Who's going to the Super Bowl?
Chiefs.
So we can place our bets. Who's going?
Right now,
my bold prediction is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Buffalo Bills.
But I know this is going to be a tough game right here, because because the Steelers they don't come in weak, so they're a pretty good team. So we're going to have to wait and see about this one.
I'll just tell you,
I'll make
my announcement when they get closer.
if they knock the Chiefs out, shoot. Then definitely the Bills going all the way. I can't see another team that can stop the Bills.
Yeah, because if the Steelers win tonight, I gotta call my boy and cuss him out.
Yes, indeed.
Well, okay.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
Thanks, Tom. Okay.
Yes, indeed. So I just want to know, go win the Super Bowl so I can place my bet. There'll be a lot of props.
Hey, I'm telling you, it's going to be the Bills against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers
And it's so hard. Look, it's, if you want the safe bet, just go ahead and roll with Brady. If Brady gets to the Super Bowl, just put your money on Brady. But I'm saying this is possibly the year of the Bills. So that would be the upset pick if you pick
right.
the Bills.
Right, who Brady play for? Who does Tom Brady play for?
He play for the
Tampa
Buccaneers.
Bay.
Tampa Bay right. Buccaneers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm going to roll yep. with Tom Brady for now.
Yeah, that ain't a bad pick. Because that boy cold. That boy cold.
Yeah.
I mean,
only because I know about the rituals. Only because I know about the rituals his wife performed. So.
Is that why? And that's why he's so cold.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
of her rituals.
I mean, that's.
Yeah.
Yeah. She been doing
a bad
it.
Bad mama jam.
Yeah. Yeah. He said he wasn't.
I need him.
Yeah, he said he didn't. He thought it was just crock at first, but because of his success, mm. he like, now he's like, yeah, what you want me to do? Like, so he's all inviting for her to do whatever mm. she want to do.
Can you say what some of these things are on there?
I don't know if I remember them well enough, but I know there are things like, they involve like the sage, meditation, can some type of candle, certain things like that. I don't remember all the way, but yeah, they all something, you know, within that vein.
Oh, I heard that Brady got a little witch in the household. Go ahead, bro. I ain't mad yeah. at you.
Yeah, I'm sure you can look it up.
Right, right. Yeah, I heard about witch. That too.
Got a little witch in the household. Go ahead, bro.
Go ahead.
Okay. I ain't mad at that.
Okay. You know what, Roger? Do you want to? You ain't got to show. You ain't got to go in this if you don't want to. But I just thought I'd ask now. While it's on my mind. Do you want to tell us anything about a certain picture that's circulating with you and two rappers? Two well-known rappers. Do you want to share that story with us while we're on the air? We could talk later.
Well, I'm doing a little bit of traveling, so I'm working right now. And yeah, it's just a picture of A-Ball MJG, one of my favorite rappers. And that's pretty much it. It's nothing really, you know. It's not a big story.
How was that
to
experience?
It was
How
a great
was
experience.
See you.
It was a great experience. They are really nice guys. They were down to earth, which I've always known that they were down to earth fellas, mm-hmm. and they definitely are. Scarface, I didn't know that when he was sick, and he had went through his. Do you guys remember when he announced that he had kidney failure after the COVID?
Yeah.
So now he's doing great. His son actually gave him a kidney.
A kidney.
So,
right, that's right. Yep, it did.
Yeah.
Yep, I remember that.
So, yeah, his son was there, and he was there. My picture with Scarface got messed up. I was moving too fast, and I took the wrong phone, basically, so I didn't have my camera and all that stuff with me. So I missed out on a lot of good footage, but you know it's all good. Hopefully I get a chance to link up with A-Ball and them again. I did get some contacts and stuff, so but yeah, they were really nice guys. Yin Yang Twins.
Okay.
Very
was
nice down
there.
Yeah. Mississippi.
Okay.
Bumby
so
was there. Bum B was there. Yin Yang Twins, Juvenile, Scarface, A-Ball. Yeah, it was nice. It was nice.
That's what's up.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Yeah, shout out Ball and G, man.
Oh, yeah.
You guys got some hits.
Yes, they do.
Yes,
and I forgot all about the Scarface hand. I forgot about the his
discography is ridiculous.
It's crazy. I forgot about that.
Who could go up against Scarface in the verses? Besides maybe Ice Cube, but Scarface is untouchable, bro. He's your favorite rapper.
And he's a lyricist,
you know what I'm saying?
Right? You know?
Yeah, he's a lyricist for real. So that's like a lot of people's favorite rapper. Yeah, he is down. Most definitely.
Mm.
It's the Scarface. Mm.
Scarface versus Ice Cube.
That's the only one that makes sense for real. You say you wouldn't?
Nah.
That's the only one that makes sense. The only person who can compete.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, I think some more on that. Did you want to get that? Get another call in.
Okay, yeah, we can get another call in. Area code 315. Yeah, because I think this probably will have to be the last call. I forgot we're running out of time. Area code 315-767. Call me on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
No, I'm just listening in. Thanks for taking my call. It's nice. But go grab somebody that's got something to say.
Thanks, Paul.
Indeed.
Hey, you know, it ain't been... who was the last verses? I ain't seen the verses.
That's
not a missed one.
When it was...
It was 3-6 Mafia. Was it 3-6 Mafia and Bone?
Yeah, and Bone, yeah.
3-6 Mafia.
So that's what got into the fight.
That's been a minute ago.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?
I mean, at one point they said that they were actually trying to stop the verses that they were going to. I thought Swiss, did they sell it? Or I thought they were stopping it anyway. So I was surprised that they kept it going. I guess the demand may have been there, but there was an announcement that they weren't going to continue it. They was just kind of doing it was a project not forever, but just for the moment during the COVID and all that. And so I was surprised that they kept going.
Yeah, they need to keep that going. You know what I'm saying? I think that's here to stay. It's a few more battles out there.
Who'd y'all put Eminem up against? For the record, I don't like Eminem.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Exactly. Machine Gun Kelly, for real.
Yeah, let them do their thing.
Yeah, I'm not an
Eminem
fan
anyway. Yeah, they got a little beef, too.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. It makes sense to do that.
They need to come on. We bring some of these female MCs back out. MC Light, Queen Latifah.
Who would you do MC Light with?
Queen Latifah.
I would like to see that MC Light versus Queen
Latifah.
Yeah,
but unfortunately, I like MC Light, but unfortunately, I think Queen Latifah may have more hits than Light. Her career is longer.
Yeah, I don't know. Light got some hits. Light got,
I
think.
I know she do. She definitely do, but Queen Latifah's career was longer. She had more hits. She kept going.
But you know, as soon as she do that cha-cha-cha to this Mardi Gras,
that's my song.
Male that you've seen thus far.
Right.
They're going to say she won. They're going to like, she won.
Nah. Not until Queen Latifah pump out with them other ones, though. You know, she got some hits, too. Now. And I think, like I said, I like MC Light. I like Light. Tifa, her career is longer. That's not debatable. Her career is longer. That's just facts. That's not even like a question. It's like, that's just what it is.
It is longer.
She have more
hits.
She was out here longer and just not hitting, and everything was flat.
I see Queen got 10 songs. And I'm trying to think of what else she got. She might not have 10. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not too familiar with her career that much. I'm more so listening, you know, thinking about her first one or two albums. So I'm missing out on some things. I might have to do the research.
I would probably put MC Light with like a Moni Love or something.
Okay. So Moni, who you going to put Queen Latifah up against?
She can't go against somebody.
Maybe Salt and Pepper, because they both have similar spans of career.
Roxanne Shante. Right, don't forget about Roxanne Shante.
Right, exactly.
You feel
but,
me?
But, I mean.
Don't forget about, I tell you who across all of them. Gangsta Boo.
Who?
Gangsta Boo. That's my girl, Gangsta Boo. Gangsta Boo across all of them.
Gangsta
Boo.
Yeah, I wasn't really ready to hear to Gangsta Boo.
Oh, okay. Who you going to pull Remy Ma with?
Nikki. That's all day.
Oh,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, we gotta settle this. Yeah, put her on Nikki. It's time
put
to settle this.
With Nikki.
I said so.
Nikki Minaj versus Remy Ma.
No way in the world. That's crazy. And yeah,
all
we
gotta do is
finally settle
because
do
Sheep
the Lay. I've been seeing her two songs conceded, and what's that? The ether thing, or whatever it's called.
She gonna do that one last.
If she get Fat Joe to come out and do Lean Back with her, after she knew them three. She just going to have to sit down and just wait and sit down for the rest of the verses for hours.
Yeah, she
can just sit.
She can do some fillers. She can see if I arrange it for her, she can just do some fillers and just wait and just drop Sheep the last. And when
songs.
She drops Sheep, it's over. Once
she
drops Sheep, it's over.
Mufasa, whatever.
When
she has three songs.
When she drops Sheep the last. What is Nikki gonna do? What's she gonna do?
You're right. Once she drops that, you write this over because she ain't gonna have nothing else to sing.
That's why she gotta do it last.
But her last is only after two songs. I'm saying
she literally got
what a 7-minute set.
All she got to do, go ahead and I'm giving
Nikki
her
go,
the keys to the game.
Nikki will run circles around Remy. After Remy do her first set, seven minutes. Oh, please. Nikki got
the keys to the game. The keys to the game is just go ahead and do some filler stuff. All she got to do is do filler stuff. She could do B-sides.
What's up?
She could do filler stuff like stuff that we ain't even heard before. She could just pull songs out of B-sides, features, stuff
like
that. All she got to do is hang in there.
Because
remember, it's 20 songs.
We ain't heard it for a reason because they weren't worthy to be played.
You're not fully hearing me, though, right? Listen, check it. This is the key to success. All she got to do is do all the little stuff that we ain't heard of. While Nikki be out there all fabulous, doing her little stuff, and everybody like, Nikki,
that we're not going to like.
And then at the very, on
nobody
song number
like
18 and 19, song 18 and 19, she do Lean Back. On 19, song number 20, she do Sheeta. And then that's going to destroy Nikki's whole catalog.
But it won't. It will
when
not.
When you do Sheeta, they're going to forget all them hot songs Nikki just did.
No.
They were like, ooh.
No, it won't.
Did she just strategy
might sound okay. I guess you would have to
pick like
a strategy
Ali.
Like that when you don't have anything. I mean, that's like
well,
trying to find something to eat.
Rope-a-dope.
And you like, well, I'm gonna make these potatoes real fast, and I'm gonna probably put in some so you just packing in trying to make up a meal. I mean, yeah, okay, it'll get you full, But it just is whack. Yeah, you know, it's like, man, you got a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with some chips.
Hey.
With some orange
This is the
juice.
Best way for me to tell it.
I mean,
it's like this. Brother Kev, and I'm sure you can relate to this. Brother Kev, you can relate to this. It's just like a fight.
Yes, sir.
Just like a fight.
Yes,
Nikki
sir.
Nikki can be beating her the whole fight. But then at the end, if Remy go boop, boop, and drop her,
boop,
that's
boop,
all
she's going to
remember is the knockout blow. And that's how it's going to
be.
Nikki going to be like, yeah, boop, blah, 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 blah. They going to like, ooh, Nikki getting off. And then them last two songs, she just got to hit her with a jab, that lean back,
and
then uppercut her with that sheet. And then uppercut her with that sheet.
And then
she's going to be on the
she
floor.
She has to do the three. Conceited, lean back, and sheet her. I mean, but again, she's going to do nothing for me. So,
That sheet to destroy Nikki. I don't know why she won't admit that.
Because it didn't do nothing for me. Remy not a good lyricist to me. She's very basic, very, very extremely basic and mediocre when it comes to her lyrics. She's just not that good. And I give it to Conceited. I like that. I think she did good with that. I think she may have had some good coaching to help her push through on that. And the same way with Lean Back. Sheetha didn't do nothing for me. I'm not saying that because I don't. It's not that I don't like Remy. She's all right. But as an artist, I don't think she's the greatest. That's it. She's probably a nice person. Probably a really nice friend. You know?
She's
probably a really nice person. No,
you just saying that because she's dark skinned.
I'm dark skinned. No, that's not the case. That's not the case. She's just not a lyricist.
That's all I
had. She just didn't do nothing for me. These are just like, that wasn't nothing to me. She had to use somebody else's beat. That was already, you know, a nice beat that Nas had. She jacking beats just to try to pull off a good song. She couldn't have done it without another beat anyway. So it's just like, I mean, you can give all that credit if you like, but I don't give her that credit.
Okay, well, let me ask you this then, because we got 2 minutes. Take my girl Remy out. Who would you say will give Nikki a run for her money?
Right now, I'm going to have to go with Megan.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to go with Megan.
I'm out of here. Now, this is
yeah,
sad.
I'm going to have to go with Megan.
There it is.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Mm-hmm. I will. Unfortunately.
Sad day in hip-hop.
It's a sad day in hip-hop, everybody. But you know what? This Collect Minds Radio, we ain't all got to think alike, but we all got to think. And we appreciate everybody for supporting us and calling in with us today. Hopefully you guys tune in with us next week and each and every Sunday. Like always, if you have any show topics or ideas, send us an email at collectiveminds@yahoo.com. Find us on Facebook. Find us on Twitter. Find us on Instagram. Peace. See you next week.
Going deeper. Waking up the sleeper. Poopy been a keeper. Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. 2 weeks talking.
Like we walking. Collective mind.